Welcome back to my show. In today's episode, I have a really special guest with me today. Her name is Lorelai Marcel. She's an amazing singer-songwriter. And yeah, I'm not going to give her introduction for you guys. She's going to introduce herself. Hi, Lorelai. How are you today?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on. I love your podcast.
Thank you so much. So please introduce yourself and maybe sing a few lines of your latest song.
Yeah, of course. I am a singer-songwriter. I was born in the Boston area, and I was born outside of Philadelphia, actually, but I grew up in the Boston area. I need to fact check myself, but I moved to Los Angeles. That's where I currently live, a little over a year and a half ago. It feels like forever, but I reside here now, and I'm pursuing my music career full time, which has been such a fun journey. I'll sing a few lines for you. I released my song called Flashbacks a few weeks ago off my upcoming album, and it goes like, I get flashbacks of us, yeah, I'm losing focus in this crowded room, but nobody's you. That's a little bit of it.
That's amazing.
Definitely go stream it.
I love it. Like, you know, like the whole acoustic vibe you're giving right now. Like, I just love like how singers, like when they sing those acoustic ones, the one without autotune. Like right now you're singing on spot. I'm not asking you to play a recorded thing. It's just you right now singing in, I'm assuming your bedroom, right?
Yes, my living room. Yeah.
Living room, right. So like the bigger the room is, I've noticed like the more the sound is like open. So what would you say your favorite kind of like area in your house, like area around you is to perform? Like, you know,
acoustically. Probably my, like in my home.
Yeah, are you at home or outside or anything?
Well, in my apartment, probably like my music space that I set up for myself. That's definitely my favorite area to sing and play. That's where my instruments are. But around me, there's a lot of really cool venues. I think that's the really incredible part about living in such a big city where there's so many artists and people like in the entertainment industry, is there's a lot of cool venues and places and even like open mics and a ton of clubs and things like that to go and play and sing at. So yeah, there's a ton, but probably I played a show at the Troubadour a few weeks ago, and that was definitely my favorite space I've done out here yet. So yeah, there's so many, but probably that.
Awesome. So which singer really inspired you to get into this scene?
Well, I don't think there's a specific singer or performer, but definitely a lot of the music my mom introduced me to growing up. I'm the only singer musician in my family, but she and my dad, they showed me a lot of music growing up, like Carole King, Aretha Franklin, Al Green, a lot of older like blues and soul and R&B singers and singer-songwriters that I just really admire now. The Beatles, I grew up listening to them. Pink Floyd, just a ton of older rock and roll bands as well. But also, you know, Katy Perry, like Pink, a lot of female singers as well that did pop. So probably all of them, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's quite amazing, because I think like the more versatile you listen, like songs you listen to, the more versatile your like voice becomes, I think. Like, because like when you're listening, you automatically kind of start vibing to it and like singing. At least for me, I'm like, listening to Taylor Swift, I cannot like, you know, stay quiet. I have to sing it.
Right. Yeah. You gotta like move a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Taylor Swift or Madison Beer with Reckless. All those like songs, like in like the recent ones. There's also She's All I Wanna Be by Tate McRae.
Yeah, I love Tate McRae and Madison Beer and like Sabrina Carpenter. Those are
Amazing.
my favorite singers and just performers and young people in the industry right now. Yeah, they're
Especially,
really.
yeah. I think that like the younger you are, the younger you start this at, the easier it is. Not easier, I think you still struggle, of course, because the music industry is quite versatile, which means that there's a lot of competition. Because
Definitely.
there's like a lot of like that's why like for me, I personally want to like pursue a career in music in the future. Like I take this pretty seriously. Like tomorrow I have rehearsals for like my next show coming up. And so we have like a proper space.
Send me some of your stuff. I'd love to check it out.
Of course, yeah. So on to my next question for you. If you could perform with a particular singer of like, you know, who might be on the newer side, like older side, any type, who would you like to perform with?
I feel like one of it's become a personality trait at this point, but I absolutely adore the singer Leon. She's a Swedish pop singer, and I actually saw her on tour in my hometown of Boston this past summer, and it was one of those shows I'll just remember forever. I got there super early, like was in the front, like was just fangirling the entire night, and I feel like I hadn't had I don't know, just a desire to go see a lot of shows, and just she really clicked with me, and a lot of her lyrics really got me through like this breakup I went through, and just a lot of things like that, and I really connected with her. So definitely her, and her voice is awesome. So yeah.
That's a great answer. I think like when you connect with the singer, like their lyrics seem to impact you more. Like for
Yeah.
example, if you have like gone like Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, they have like a common like theme, right? It's about
Right.
love, heartbreaks. If you've gone through that thing, you may like it more compared to a person who's just listening to it because they like the song in general.
Yeah, and also her voice, Leon specifically, her voice just has this like lower, like more like sultry. She's definitely an alto, and just has a much like a really like deep, low emotional voice and emotive voice. And she just is great in that way. And I think I love to sing in a lot of the same places that she does. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So this was more about what you who you would like to perform with. So do you have like a dream venue, maybe like not like in your area, but like anywhere around the world, like where you want to really perform?
Oh, well, I would love to tour in Europe, like the UK and just those places. I think that's like my dream destination. But I think honestly, the House of Blues in Boston, I grew up going to shows there, and it's not like the biggest venue or anything like crazy to someone who's performed at a lot of venues or say arenas or anything, but that would definitely be like a goal of mine just in the near future or late future, whatever, just in the future to hopefully get the chance to play there. Yeah, I love that venue, so.
It's nice. I think like when you keep goals, it's like easy to keep track with them and like you know reach your goal if you set it in
Right.
concrete. Because I mean, of course, you can move around with your goal. You don't have to like stick to it all the time. Although you can stick to it if you kind of like build like how you just said you stated what you want your goal to be, like your dream venue, so
There's
that
a lot of
it's.
power, and I think like having like short-term goals, mid-term goals, and long-term goals, and just spreading them out because goals look very different, I think. And I definitely have those like end-all, be-all goals that like play arenas and do just the whole thing. But it's important to have those goals that feel out of reach but also in reach at the same time, and work towards things that baby steps almost to get there. So yeah.
Of course, yeah, I think that's like completely true. Just like kind of like being true to yourself and like making sure that like the goals you're setting are not too big for yourself for the stage you're at or too small for yourself because you do not want that goal to be something that you can finish in like a snap of a finger.
For
Like
sure.
perform at a family's wedding or something. Like if you're performed already in like a big venue, bigger than a wedding, then you have nothing to worry about. So it's not really a goal per se. I mean, even if you haven't performed at a wedding, right? If you performed at like the Warfield, or I don't know, I'm naming places around here, but the Warfield or Brick and Mortar or something, those are big venues with big audiences and things like that. So weddings would not compare to that.
Yeah.
Unless you're performing at like, I don't know, like a celebrity's wedding, I don't think it would be much big of a goal, right?
Right.
But like, yeah, so like, I think like what you just said there, like making goals mid-step, like short term, mid-term, long term, it's a great idea.
For sure, yeah.
My last question for you is, what is your creative process overall? Like, how do you go from idea to song?
Wow, that's a good question. Yeah, I think songwriting is a really interesting thing, and everybody looks at it and has different approaches to how they write music. And personally, I think I've just had so many experiences this past year and 2 years even, just like living on my own for the first time, and you know, just maturing and growing and living in ways I feel like I haven't lived yet. So I think that's all been the overall theme of my music just in the past like year, 2 years. This album I'm about to put out in April, this month actually, oh my gosh, I feel like it's crept up on me. Yeah, so there's so much to write about, I think. And even like very small things, like just, you know, keeping lists on your phone, like poetry is something, I write a lot of poetry on my notes app or just in my journal at night. And it can, you know, it can look like anything. Sometimes I'll just write a song and it's like the worst song I've ever written, but I like to, you know, sit there and at least force myself and try to finish it. But yeah, I think just finding an idea, and I'll either solo write or go into a session or something and bring that idea and be like, I really want to make this feel like super vulnerable, like you're like leaving home or something like that, and like that's the emotion of this song. So finding like chords and like a feeling, or like a certain piano synth that matches that, or just, you know, anything like that. But I think having that idea that's really concrete and true to something you've experienced, or like a friend or anyone in your life, or you read in a book, just yeah, anything like that. But that would probably be the start of my creative process. And working with, you know, producers and other musicians out here has been such an important conduit just to everything I've been able to achieve this past year. Just because I think collaborating is what makes music and writing so important and flourish. So yeah, hope that was a good answer.
Yeah, totally. I think there's no like set answer that you have to have. I mean, everyone's creative process is different. We think differently, have different experiences, right, which is what makes us unique. Otherwise, like every single song we listen to, your songs, Taylor Swift songs, or any song, it would be pretty much the same, like the same idea, same thing. And I think even now, like even with different experiences, you may have the same idea. Like maybe your song and Taylor Swift songs are about leaving home, let's say that. But they will obviously have different lyrics, different meaning, different tones and modes to it, because you may have experienced in a different way compared to her. Maybe she felt happy and you felt more happy.
Right, yeah.
You felt scared and she felt okay because she was older when she left home and you were younger when you left home, something like that.
Right.
So everyone feels emotions and feels the thing in a different way. So like you could be angry for leaving home or sad. Basically, you could basically write the same song with the same kind of idea, but make it your own using that.
Right. Yeah, and that's the really beautiful thing that I think differentiates different artists, because yeah, there's an underlying theme to a lot of songs, whether it be like heartbreak or loneliness, or you know, even like just wanting to like hang out with a bunch of people, or the feeling you get when you're with friends. Like there's so many like specific feelings I feel like you could write about, but yeah, it looks different for everybody, which is which is awesome. So.
Definitely, yeah. It's just the power of music that brings people together. It's like most people, like the first thing they ask you if they've never met you is like, "Hi, how are you doing?" Like, and they ask your name, right? But then the next thing they come to is maybe like hobbies or things they like or singers they like and things like that. So like music brings you together because then it just like you're connecting over it. So maybe you're like, "Oh, I like Taylor Swift," and then you say, "I like Taylor Swift too," and then that's instant connection or something to at least talk about.
Right. Yes, exactly.
So yeah, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be on my show with me.
Thank you. You too. Likewise. Yeah, I really appreciate it. And I'm going to plug my album really quick, but my album comes out on April 28th. It's called Bittersweet Stages. So anyone listening and wants to stream,
awesome. I'd really appreciate it. So isn't that like one of your own songs name?
Yeah, that's a single I put out, but the whole collection and album is going to be called.
I'll be looking forward to that. 10 days to go.
Thank you so much.
Yes, everyone out there who's listening to this episode right now, be sure to check out Lorelai's music. I'll be linking her website into the show notes so you can check out her social media, her YouTube, all of that good stuff, as well as the music. The music is the main part, just so you know.
Thank you.
So yeah, I'll be putting that up in there, and then I'll also be putting up the post on Instagram. So if you guys do not follow me, you can follow me on Anika08151. You may just like search up my name, you probably would find me somewhere. That's enough for today. I hope you all learned something new. If you guys are into singing, songwriting, regular writing, or reading, just keep doing whatever you guys are doing, and I hope to see you all next time. Bye guys.